This curious work, half sculpture and half architecture, is known as a term. It represents the Roman deity Priapus, and was made to mark the terminus, or boundary, of the Borghese family's property in Rome. Priapus is shown in the guise of the season fall, indicated by the autumn fruits and vegetables that fill his arms and that decorate his rich headdress. Notice his broad, overblown features. His wide smile, bulbous nose, and knowing eyes humorously caricature a sly old man. A lively, vivacious quality infuses this work, partly because of the artist's use of a drill to excavate the marble. This has the effect of making some parts stand out, such as the twists of curling beard and the thick locks of hair that peek out from below the god's headdress. To the right is his more elegant companion, Flora. She is presented in the guise of spring and is decked with the lush flowers of that season. In both their decoration and playful execution, these sculptures suggest the richness and unrestrained fecundity of nature. They were created by Pietro Bernini, together with his young son, Gian Lorenzo. We may see the hand of Gian Lorenzo himself in the exaggerated features of Priapus, revealing the sculptor's later fascination with caricature and theatricality. Gian Lorenzo Bernini went on to become the most famous sculptor of the 17th century, pioneering Baroque style.